you think we do all day? Swap flies, we got two ways and flip phones, shipped in from Dubai.
That's Phone Home, a new single by the hip-hop group Copper Wire. They're made up of Ethiopian diaspora musicians, including Makleet Hadero. Makleet was born in Ethiopia, and she blends the music of that country with the jazz of the U.S., where she now lives. She just received a TED Senior Fellowship for something called the Nile Project, which brings together musicians from countries along Africa's Nile River. We spoke with Makleet last summer, right after she had returned from a trip to Ethiopia, and we now want to revisit that conversation. We asked her what it was like to perform in Ethiopia and whether she gets pressure there to do more traditional Ethiopian music.
Well, you know, I think it's really all about representation. People really like to see themselves reflected in public images. And so Ethiopians will come up to me after shows, and there's a really mixed bag. Some people come up to me and they say, you know, we feel like you're representing us in a way we've never been represented before, and keep doing what you're doing, and we're proud of you. Others say, Makleetie, you know, that's a sort of term of endearment. Makleetie, please sing more songs in Amharic. I would love to hear this song in your voice. And again, it's just about wanting to see themselves represented. And then other Ethiopians, for example, I had the wonderful pleasure of spending some time with Mulatu Estatke, the godfather of Ethio jazz, during this last trip to Ethiopia. And what he said to me was, you keep innovating. Make your sound. What's your sound? Maybe you're still developing it. Maybe you don't know what it is yet, but it's made of many things, and you keep innovating.
You mentioned Amharic. You're talking about the dominant language, the primary language in Ethiopia. Is that right?
That's right.
Are you fluent in it?
I'm not fluent in Amharic. It was my first language, but in the early 80s, when we came to the United States, my family and I lived in Iowa, and that was when my sister and I actually both really lost the language. As an adult, I've studied it more, and I just got a new amazing iPhone app for Amharic learners.
Oh, did you really?
Which is blowing my mind. It's like the best thing
ever. When you sing in Ethiopia, do you sing in English?
I do sing in English, and I sing in Amharic too. You know, the songs I sing in Amharic definitely get the people going, you know, because they're also traditional songs, so they're songs that people know. Sometimes I'll do the songs and I'll rearrange them. For example, we do a folk song called Kamakam, which is a love song that's loosely translated as I like your afro. And but we do a totally different version than the traditional version, but still people love to hear Amharic.
Kamakam yinebet kulkulet. Come on, come call in the legaba. Come on, come look in the
calibre. You were a political science student at Yale. Why did you turn to music?
Always since I was such a young person, even 3 and 4 years old, I always wanted to be a singer. When I got to San Francisco, I found a community of artists. I dove into music full time, and it became my life.
There's a piece I understand that you want to play for us right now. I think it's Leaving Soon.
I would love to. He strummed the guitar light, the way he stroked my back, cause he's shy. Sometimes I ask him to dance, but oh, he won't dance. No, he don't know he's beautiful. He pulled back the veil and showed the color of his hand in the letter. So blue, so blue, so blue, so blue. But yes, I know you're leaving soon. Well, baby, no, don't come so close. You're leaving soon. Baby, no, don't come so close. You're leaving soon. Well, your eyebrows, they out softly like branches toward the water, and your fingertips, they remind me all of the moon. Well, time, it passes quickly. Been years and years, I am glad you are leaving. Oh, oh, whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Makleet, your website lets visitors hear that song, and I listened to that earlier, and there were parts of that song where your voice was doing such interesting things that I thought it was being electronically manipulated, but I don't think it was.
No. There's no auto-tune on my album.
You do have this quite incredible range, I think, in terms of what you can do with your voice.
You know, sometimes people ask me who my biggest influences are, and it's definitely people that I love, that I've heard on the radio, but my very biggest influences have been my voice teachers, the people who taught me to use my vocal instrument and what the capacities and the range and what the ability of your body to be your instrument really means.
There's a line in that song where you're talking about the parts of the body of the person you love, I assume. There's a reference to fingertips. And then there's this reference that's what I don't think I've ever heard referenced before, which is eyebrows, to be attracted to someone's eyebrows. Why those?
Well, the line is, your eyebrows, they arch softly like branches toward the water. And what it is this way of the small things. You find beauty in these extremely small places and details that may mean nothing to a passerby, but that become some great symbol to you through what your love is.
I want to ask you again about your decision to make a living as a musician, because you're the child of immigrants. Did your parents have any issue with you choosing a professional route in which stability and money often don't come with it?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I can't really blame them. They're both physicians also and immigrants. We come to this country to have a better economic life. And so to choose a life that has, you know, a lot of instability is, I think, first of all, just a big shock. But as I've progressed in music, my parents have become my biggest supporters. I was in Boston a couple of weeks ago, and my dad listened to the whole show through the phone. You know, and he'll come to my shows and give me standing ovations after every song. It's very cute. It's very cute. And I think what extends from that also is the great support of Ethiopian Americans and the East African diaspora in general. There's just been an incredible support. After shows, the way that the front row is always filled with East Africans, and they come to me and they give me such warm hugs, and they look at me with this light in their eyes, and just it's a kind of feeling of family everywhere. That's just a wonderful experience for touring.
You have a song called Soleil Soleil. Let's listen to that one also.
Soleil, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, so, soleil, soleil. I've been dreaming, dreaming of the sun.
I believe you've performed that song in Ethiopia, even though the lyrics are mostly in English, like many of your songs. Does that mean you're often singing to an audience that doesn't understand what the words mean, but does understand that they're hearing a beautiful song?
Yes, it is. And isn't that interesting? Because it's the same with the when I sing in Amharic in the United States. The people don't know what I'm saying, but it becomes reduced to what you communicate with the sound. Because music really is all about transmitting a feeling. And the deeper you can go into the feeling, the more is communicated. And as long as you can connect to the feeling of a song, you can communicate its meaning.
That's Ethiopian-born musician Makleet Hedero. We spoke with her last summer. She does, by the way, have some concerts coming up in the U.S. next month. To find out where she's playing and to learn more about her Nile project, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. And a shout out to our friends at the BBC World Service, which is celebrating its 80th birthday today. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young returns tomorrow. Please join us again here and now.